tough district. I know, following along on Saturday, watching along, you were right there for the B4 and Blair. Boy, some tough teams. You mentioned a lot of ranked teams, once again, throughout the season, Coach, and had your hands full, no question, but you got a couple of state qualifiers. That's terrific, and a chance to show their stuff in Omaha. And, again, tough district day, wasn't it?
It was a very tough district, from the beginning all the way to the end. We had to fight and claw for, every win along the way. And, just like any other year, any other district, it's a variety of emotions all packed into one day. It's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows and everything in between. And, it's just by the end of the day, you're just exhausted. As a coach and as a wrestler, but, our kids handled it really well. You just tell them to, at the beginning, to just take it one match at a time and not look too far ahead and don't get too high and don't get too low emotionally. And, whatever happens, happens. And, that's what our kids did the entire day. And, we had 9 guys wrestling. And, of those 9, we have 3 that qualified for the state tournament this week in Omaha. And, we're super excited for those 3 that qualified. The other guys wrestled hard as well, just came up, a little bit short. But as a coach, very pleased with how we, wrestled and, against some very tough competition. Our 3 state qualifiers this year are John White at 126 pounds, had a very deep bracket, a lot of guys in his bracket that had, winning records that were seedable. I think it was about 9 or 10 deep. And so, he had to go out there and earn it, but he was the district runner-up and, lost to, I believe, the kid from Waverly. Is ranked number 1 in the state and is undefeated and has beaten some nationally ranked kids this season. And so, losing to him is, no big loss there, nothing to be sad about, hang your head about. But John went out there and he's a district runner up. And, this is his 2nd year in a row of being a state qualifier. And, we're really proud and excited to see, how good he's wrestling this time of year. Our 2nd state qualifier is Tristan Campbell at 144 pounds. He went out there and took care of business on Saturday, ended up in the championship finals against a kid from Blair, and ended up pinning him in the first period. And so, that just shows that Tristan is, he's on a mission. This is his last go around being a senior, and he's got one goal, and he just goes out there and puts on a workmanlike performance and gets the job done. And there's all gas and no breaks with him, and it's really fun and exciting to watch him wrestle. And he was a district champ at 144 pounds. And then our 3rd state qualifier is Gabe Roberts. And at 190 pounds, he got 3rd place on the day. And he had a loaded bracket. I think there were at least 3 other state-ranked kids in his bracket. And it was a tough day for Gabe. But Gabe's wrestling at a really high level right now. He's had some big wins the last couple of weeks over some good wrestlers. And he just kept that momentum rolling on a Saturday and came away with a 3rd place finish. And so, we're really pleased with where he's at right now, the level of wrestling that he's wrestling at. He's a very dangerous wrestler. And, if you overlook him, you're going to be on the losing end, of most of the matches that he's involved in. And so really pleased with those 3 guys. The other 6 guys, unfortunately, came up short, but they all had, really good seasons. And, like I always tell them, you can't define your entire season on one day. The season is, an entire body of work. And, all of those guys had success throughout the season, and they, you know, when the dust settles and they look back, I think all of them will be pretty pleased with, you know, how their season went, even though they might not have qualified for the state tournament.
I think you had a couple of freshmen, Coach, really gave it a battle, and the Constellation Wrestlebacks really come close, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of freshmen, Colby Foster at 138 pounds, and Justin Chancellor at 132 pounds. You know, they got their first taste of the heartbreak round. And, you know, anybody that's seen the heartbreak round, I tell the other coaches, you know, it's like a whirlwind. It's like a tornado. It just goes so fast. And, you know, by the end of it, you just kind of say, you know, what just happened? And, you know, those two guys had never really experienced that before. And, you know, they went out there and gave it their best shot. And, you know, unfortunately, they both came up short. And, you know, even on top of that, Justin Chancellor actually got injured in his heartbreak match. And, you know, that you always hate to see that any of your wrestlers get injured. But, you know, he was wrestling tough right up until the end. And so was Colby in his match. And, you know, like I said, they both came up a little bit short, but it's a great experience for them down the road for the future. They kind of know now what to expect, you know, when they're, you know, older and they're going through that. But it's a really exciting round. Emotionally, you can see the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. But it's a crazy round of wrestling. And, you know, congrats to both of those guys for the effort that they put into it. And I told them, you know, to be a freshman and, you know, to get that close to the state tournament is nothing to hang your head about.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the brackets already, pairings. I would think they're already released for those three state qualifiers. And all three are going to give it their all. That's for, don't be surprised. All three are going to be in that podium stand getting the medal at the end of the meet.
Yeah, you know, all three of them have experience of being at the state tournament. You know, they've been there at least once, if not more than once, and, you know, saw the bracket draws come out the other day. And, you know, you look at them from every angle. And, you know, I think I've convinced myself that all three of them have a shot of, you know, there's a path to making it to Friday night at least. And, you know, whatever happens Friday night happens, and you just go out there and give it your best. But I wouldn't be surprised if all three of those guys didn't make it onto the medal stand. You know, they've wrestled at a high level all year long. They have the experience. All three of them are still super highly motivated to go down there and give it their best. And, you know, it's going to be a fun-packed, emotional, high-energy 3 days. But, you know, all three of those guys are sitting pretty well in their brackets, either whether they make it on the winning side or if they come back through the consolation on the backside. I think all three of them have a very good chance of, you know, winning quite a few matches at the state tournament.